Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Performance.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Pete Sepp back on the show. Pete is Vice President of Communications at the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org, and he's our good friend and longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust. Pete Sepp, welcome back to the show.
Great to be here, as always.
It's good to have you back, Pete. You guys have got your wagon loaded up there. You guys did a report recently on some proposed spending cuts the government could make to rein in some of this runaway deficit. Give us an idea what that looked like.
This is a report that we did with U.S. Public Interest Research Group. Now, that's a left-of-center organization, and this is why our report is something we hope Congress will pay attention to. We sat down with these folks and argued back and forth about what we could agree on that should be excised from the federal budget. Low-hanging fruit, wasteful spending, programs that no longer worked or served the American people. Mm-hmm. We came up with 65 recommendations for a total savings of almost $523 billion, with a B, dollars over 10 years. Now,
wow.
I need to point out, these are all very conservative estimates. We're talking about, for example, coming over to cloud computing and data center consolidation in the federal budget.
Right.
There are estimates that run as high as $100 billion worth of savings from that over 10 years. We took the least amount of savings possible in an official estimate we could find and still found $525 million,
wow,
with an M over a year.
And this is people on both sides of the political spectrum agreeing on a low-hanging fruit. Think what could happen if we really could, you know, if we could get some, you know, even total common sense into something like that. Who knows what you could have found? Give us an example of some of the most egregious things that you found.
Well, here's one. Crop insurance subsidies. Of course, farmers now get a very generous crop insurance program that taxpayers pick up. Well, they subsidize the premiums themselves. I'm not talking about payouts and aid. These are premiums for insurance on crops. Taxpayers foot over 60% of the premium payments for farmers. Now, prior to the year 2000, it was more like 40%. We're not asking to even get rid of this program. We're saying, okay, why don't we roll back the taxpayer subsidy on those premiums to the way they were before the year 2000? That's a savings of $22 billion with a B, dollars. That's one,
wow,
of the 65 recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty incredible.
Right. What's another one?
Well, we also go into things such as reducing funding for the so-called Economic Development Administration. Now, this is something that small business owners need to be concerned about, because the EDA is often a pork barrel slush fund that members of Congress use to give grants to pet projects that might actually compete with small businesses in their own communities. Get rid of that, and you save $1 billion right off
you're
the bat.
You're saying abolish the agency.
Yeah, absolutely.
When has that ever happened? Pete, I love your ideas, but tell me when any organization, any entity, any agency has ever been shot and buried and put away.
Been a long time. I can point to the Catastrophic Care Insurance Program back in the late 1980s, the National Helium Reserve in,
wow,
the mid to late 1990s.
So they actually exist. I'm glad to know that they. Well, let me rephrase it. They actually don't exist anymore. I'm glad to hear that. So maybe there is precedent All right, I got time for one more quick one.
Well, how about reducing spending on military bans? Yes, this is a great morale booster, but there are proposals to cut it back by about 50% a year. We could save $1.9 billion doing that. Put that money into helping our troops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that. I think that's pretty smart. So Pete, how can they find this report?
It's on our website at NTU, National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org.
And what's the title of the piece?
It's called Toward Common Ground, Bridging the Political Divide with Deficit Reduction Recommendations.
All right, so folks, check that out. It's at NTU.org, and 65 of those puppies that they found. Good work, Pete. Well done, by the way. That's the kind of good stuff that Pete and his team turns out. We come back, we're going to talk about that Ryan Murray budget deal? We're going to talk about that with Pete Sepp. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.